So far, protesters marching on downtown Tampa's mostly deserted streets are outnumbered by police and news reporters.
Anything that covers the face.
Police are telling protesters not to cover their faces or engage in threatening behavior. Though mostly peaceful, some still wear helmets and masks.
For our own protection. Basically, that's all it really is to be avoided as being targeted as an individual.
They've come from around the country to camp out in parks and small lots like this rented space, which they call Romneyville. The name alludes to homeless camps called Hoovervilles during the Great Depression, named after then-President Herbert Hoover. Camp organizer Bruce Wright says the name is appropriate given the high unemployment rate and homelessness in the Tampa area.
So we have the same kind of foreclosure crisis today, and the people in this camp are a mixture of homeless, formerly homeless, poor people, unemployed people, and just different activist groups.
Camp residents have tried to help suffering locals like Thomas Deal and his companion Michelle Kelly.
Right now, you know, they help us, you know, trying to get food stamps, basically, you know, help medical help, you know, for me and her, so, you know, stuff like that.
While many say they're here to protest against Republican Party policies, quite a few express disdain for the political process in general. Alex Ramos is critical of President Barack Obama as well as Mitt Romney.
He made a lot of promises that he has not kept these promises, bringing troops back home. He sent about 30,000 more overseas. He signed off on NATO to destroy Libya.
Many here say politics is controlled by large corporations and wealthy donors.
We have an equal criticism of Obama, okay? We're nonpartisan. We're committed to the principles of justice for everyone. Both parties are controlled by big money.
Protesters may have little opportunity to be heard by convention delegates. Security is tight for several blocks around the convention site, and police boats patrol adjacent waterways. Regardless of the security and the rain stirred up by Tropical Storm Isaac, the protesters say they intend to be here all week to present their view of what's wrong with the country. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Tampa, Florida.